Hello, everyone out there listening tonight. It's a cold and rainy one out there, so apologies to anyone who might have been looking forward to a bright sky full of stars. Once again, I'll be taking you through the night, so buckle up, my friends. I feel we're just getting started.
Yes, I understand. I'm not sure what happened either. But rest assured, in 1 week, it'll be like none of this ever happened. Milton, that's what you pay me for, isn't it? Now, if you'll kindly allow me to do my job. Good night. Son of a...
Bad news?
No, not bad news. There's bad news, then there's really bad news, then there's this. Two people with families, friends, people who will miss them, gone. Disappeared.
Now people are asking questions?
Asking questions, putting up flyers, involving the police, talking to reporters.
They won't find any connection, will they?
Of course not. We were careful. But just because they won't be able to prove anything, definitely doesn't mean someone won't start making connections.
Yeah. How do we clean it up? What's our next step?
Something I find distasteful.
That could be almost anything, Celeste.
Very funny, Levi. You're going to find someone that I very much need to talk to. There's the information. You shouldn't need much to bring him in. He won't put up much of a fight.
All right. I'll go round up Paul and Arnie. William Ackers. Anything else I should know?
He may seem lucid and reasonable. He isn't. He's incredibly dangerous. He may not even realize it.
I'll find him.
Yes, you will.
Two of those. Maybe with a little sauce on the side, if you could.
Yeah, sure, buddy. Here you go.
Thanks.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bump into you.
No problem, Mr. Ackers.
Wait. Who are...
Come with me. There's someone who wants to see you.
Me? But why? What did I... Hey, are you a cop?
You're gonna wish I was.
Hey, you can't... No, I can't see you.
How this will go. You sit there and listen. When I ask you a question, you answer. That's it. Understand?
Who are you, lady? I've never seen you before in my life.
Me? No. But I know all about you, Mr. Ackers.
How do you know my name?
Oh, I know so much more than that. I know about your military service, and I know about the secret work you did after being discharged. You were a busy man, weren't you? So many powerful friends. And now look at you, living in the rat-infested apartment, barely surviving on canned food and handouts. Ugh. And you had such promise.
You work for those bastards. I knew it. See? I know I wasn't crazy.
Well, let's not overstate things. You're completely insane. At least, that's the prevailing story to anyone who matters.
All these years, I've told anyone who'd listen, and almost every one of them looked at me like I just got out of a mental asylum.
Oh, I remember. It was some of our PR team's finest work.
They destroyed my whole life. I'm not helping them. Not again. Never.
Well now, Mr. Ackers, here's our situation. We've had some incidents, and we have reason to believe you may be involved.
What are you talking about?
2 disappearances in the last month. A kid poking around an off-limits area, and some radio operator. Sound familiar?
Why would you think I had anything to do with that? People go missing around here all the time. Half the time, they end up washing up on the riverbank.
I don't believe you appreciate the severity of the situation. These people disappeared.
No. It can't be. My team was so close to solving the transcription error and tuning the carrier frequency, but you should know. They shut us down. Then my life was burned to the ground.
But someone did figure it out. Or at least well enough for those 2 people.
I don't know anything.
Mr. Ackers, we know you visited the offices of Global Consolidated recently. What were you doing there?
I was... There was someone I needed to talk to.
Enough. This has your fingerprints all over it. We have come so far in developing what you started. We're close, and I won't let you get in the way. Tell us everything. Right now.
They're going to use this against people, aren't they? They're developing a weapon.
Mr. Ackers, for someone as brilliant as you are alleged to be, you think so small. No vision whatsoever.
You can't mean...
Think hard. Who knows details about your old life?
Why would I help you?
Because, Mr. William Lawrence Ackers, we have your nephew. He's safe, for now. Tell me what I need to know, and he'll stay that way.
No! No! You can't! No!
Hello, friends, and my goodness, where has the time gone? Once again, we find ourselves at the doorstep of another day. It's been a privilege to spend these last few hours with you, and if I can impart one little piece of advice before we part ways, make sure to take time to appreciate the ones you hold dear. Because life certainly can be uncertain these days.
Static Shift, Episode 4, William. Featuring the talents of Tiffany Magnuson, Rob Sogomonian, Aaron Sikalski, Marcus Roberts, and Jason Tibor. Static Shift was written, directed, and produced by Jason Tibor, in association with Articulate Studios. This has been an Articulate Studios production.
reach out whenever you need to.
Come on, wake up! Come on, wake up! How much more time to do something?
And scene.